My name is Nikki Blumenfeld, best known as Nikki B from The World Show on Kaya FM, a Johannesburg-based radio station. Today, one of Africa's greatest musical giants ascended. South African-born artist Jonas Gwangwa departed from this earth today, the 23rd of January 2021, a sadly significant day. Because 2 years ago today, we lost the great Zimbabwean musician Oliver Mtukudzi. And 3 years ago, on the same day, Brahuma Sekela passed over. As a form of respect, we in South Africa affectionately called him Ntate Jonas Gwangwa, meaning Father Jonas Gwangwa. Ntate Jonas began in the 1960s playing trombone with the legendary Jazz Epistles, and for over 50 years he continued to make his mark at home and across the world. In the 70s, during apartheid, he went into exile, and before democracy in South Africa, he returned to neighboring Botswana and was the leader of Amandla, the cultural ensemble of the African National Congress, from 1980 to 1990. Ntate Jonas also worked on important film scores and as a musical director. He continued performing, and his performances were so dynamic, and releasing so many incredible solo albums well into his later years. Throughout his journey, he mentored countless young artists, helping them define their successful careers. And despite challenges, political resistance, and personal adversity, he remained courageous and continued to inspire hope through his artistry. Having known Jonas personally for over 20 years, I will always appreciate the way his music has a way of inciting celebration in all of us. And I use that word incite because it has that quality. And his warmth and generosity of soul will forever resonate in my heart and those of my fellow South Africans. He was a great father and an excellent husband to his beloved wife, Violet. They had met as childhood friends, and they remained soulmates to the end, because sadly, she passed away only 2 weeks before, on the 12th of January 2021. Our sincere condolences to his family and loved ones. We salute you, Ntate Jonas Gwangwa. Rest in power.